Welcome back to the News Hour. Time for Club Krannert. Pleased to have a legend in the jazz and Broadway arenas. It's Ann Hampton Callaway. She'll be performing at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts a week from tonight for three shows in the Studio Theater along with Susan Warner. Ann Hampton Callaway is one of her generation's most beloved cabaret performers. She's also an alum of the University of Illinois. Ann joins us on the phone. Ann, good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, and I'm excited about the upcoming shows with one of my favorite singer-songwriters.
Well, yeah, looking at your tour, you're going all over the country in some major venues and some major cities. How does it feel to come back to a place that you hung out for quite a while?
Well, it's wonderful, and it's fun to be at a place that reminds me of my young self, where I was wondering what would happen with all my dreams, and I was struggling to find out what was my real path as an acting major, and it sort of heightens the sense of gratitude that I stuck to my guns, that I lived according to what my heart whispered to me every day, and I've had such an exciting and rewarding career, and have had so many wonderful adventures, and get to perform with such an array of great talents. I just performed with Ramsey Lewis last week, and before that I performed with my brilliant sister, and I think Susan Warner is one of the most original, exciting singer-songwriters of our time, and to be able to do so many different things with so many different great people is a really tremendous inspiration to me.
As you mentioned, you've got an acting background. You've obviously are a singer. You've also composed. You've created lyrics, and you're an instrumentalist too. How do you consider yourself? If somebody said, "Who is Ann Hampton Callaway? What is her? You know, how do you encapsulate her? How do you respond to that? Or would you rather not be labeled, so to speak?"
You know, I think I'm one of the interesting hybrids of my generation. I think so many of us are inspired by various threads of music, and I think also because I'm a very creative person, and like many people, I admire when your creativity is a dominating force in your life. It draws you to experience many different aspects of your talents and their possible ways of expressing yourself. So I think I like to think of myself as a creative force who finds my way in however I feel is the perfect way to express myself in a given situation. I defy labels, and yet I also embrace the fact that I bring many sensibilities together. And the way I sort of describe myself is by saying my favorite color is the rainbow, which means, you know, I do feel I bridge the love of great stories, whether it's told with a symphony orchestra or with me at the piano or me with a great jazz band. I always bring the threads of jazz, Broadway, acting, storytelling, poetry. All of these are drawn together in my own unique expression of what matters to me, and it's an ongoing work in progress.
Ann Hampton Callaway is with us, and when you perform next week, it'll be a cabaret style in the Studio Theater, a club style. What is that dynamic like for you? Of all the different things you get to do, what's the dynamic like of that kind of venue where you're up close with an audience, you can kind of interact with them in a way that you can't just up on a stage in an auditorium?
Well, actually, I've made it my intention in my career to use the intimacy that cabaret is so perfectly, it's the perfect, a cabaret rather, is the perfect environment to create intimacy. But the same kind of audience participation and relating to people, relating to the moment that I do in a small venue like the Krannert Center Studio Theater, I try to bring that to symphony halls, and that makes my symphony concerts much more interesting, I think. But when you have two iconic women who have strong points of views, and we're still getting to know each other as musicians, but the electrifying energy we had in Chicago in our debut performance several months ago was just so exciting, and the audience was a big part of it. She had her fans, I had my fans. they were so excited to see what were they going to do together. And I'm at the piano, she's at a keyboard or on guitar. And it's a very, it's a thrilling kind of exchange that the audience will certainly be influential in. And we, being spontaneous and smart alecky women, will have a lot of fun playing off the people who come to our shows. And I understand it's sold out. I know there's a waiting list for each night. And if people want to try to get in, that's the best way to do it, is to get on the waiting list. But I think we're going to have a ball, and can't wait to see my old friends and the ones I haven't met yet.
Yeah, and three shows, again, a week from tonight is the first one at the Studio Theater. Also want to ask you about a new album set for release next week. Next week's a big one for you, because next Friday, Jazz Goes to the Movies will come out, a new album for you. And I was reading about this, and I found it interesting that you wrote some of this alongside the bed of your mother, who was in her last days battling cancer. And she was giving you feedback on all this. And I have this image of, a mother would always love whatever their child creates, right? But she wasn't always approving in this, was she?
Well, my mother was a brilliantly talented singer, pianist, and voice teacher. And she had very strong opinions about things. Sometimes I listened to her and did her suggestions. And sometimes I just stuck to my guns because I believed that what I was doing was right for me. But, you know, my mom and I, it was really hard letting her go. But there I was, having to put a show together that turned into this CD. And I thought, well, let's engage her, because she was losing some of her zest for life as she was slipping away. And so it was fun. I mean, I had to literally think, well, what am I going to do with this great Rodgers and Hart song? How am I going to arrange it? So I'd be thinking about the words and coming up with ideas, singing them out loud to her. And she'd nod her head like, oh, yeah, I like that. And then she'd look at me like, maybe there's something better. And it was just a very touching way of getting to share a love of music. She's the reason I sing, and she's the reason that I felt impassioned to live my dreams. And so having that connection in this record is very bittersweet.
Yeah.
It's funny, when people are slipping away, music is frequently the most enduring thing that they can hold on to. When people have dementia or Alzheimer's, the first thing they remember is lyrics and songs and melodies, much more than their own relatives. And I find that such a fascinating thing about music. So, of course, having her love and her inspiration in this project added to the beauty of the music.
Indeed, I've seen that firsthand as well with loved ones. Let's listen to a track now, a bit of a track from the album coming out, Jazz Goes to the Movies. This is Blue Skies.
Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue.
Sounds like, Anne, you're trying to put your own touch on something very familiar.
Well, you know, I don't think hardly anyone has ever recorded the verse before, and it's actually the motivation for me creating that particular arrangement came out of something very personal, and I love how, if you take a song that has sort of been sung so much and heard so much that you almost take it for granted, and you examine what that story and what those words means to you, it's very inviting to create a whole new drama, a whole new story. And I think that my acting training at the University of Illinois helped me to be able to go into a song and find unique situations in my own imagination that enliven the music. And so it was a lot of fun working on this particular Irving Berlin classic.
Ann Hampton Callaway will perform alongside Susan Warner a week from tonight at the Studio Theater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. More information at krannertcenter.com. Ann, thank you so much. Safe travels and welcome back to the U of I.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you.